Could oil prices be heading for a big drop? The International Energy Agency reported this week that booming oil production in the U.S. is, quote, reminiscent of the growth in shale that came right before a big crash in prices in 2014. So let's look at what's happening with Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Jeremy.
You too. And the price of Brent crude is around $62 today, yep, which is a decent drop from the end of January when it was up at $70 a barrel. What's going on?
Well, so, you know, OPEC countries, it's a 14-member cartel. They're always loath to reduce their output, reduce production, because if they do that, they know that the price of oil will go up, but they'll sell less of it. They finally decided to do that. And as they do this, we've seen this movie before, as they drop production and prices go up, it becomes more valuable for American shale oil producers. America has gone from a net oil importing country into a massive exporting country and is poised to become the biggest exporter in the entire world. So where OPEC is putting out less oil, where we were seeing prices go up, Americans are coming into the market and causing oil prices to go down. Generally good, because A, we're getting more American energy workers into the game, and lower energy prices are, you know, good for consumers.
But the IEA said this week that the oil glut produced by OPEC countries is almost cleared.
That's right.
Is that going to help relieve any oversupply?
Yeah, well, that's what the issue is, right? One has to think of oil in terms of volatility. It's not like the stock market that sort of gradually should be going up on an ongoing basis. Oil is about volatility. When the prices are high, more people produce, then we get a glut, we get too much production, which is what we saw with U.S. shale oil a few years back. Then the prices plummet and it goes down below a price. So you need to think of oil as sort of like a $55 to $60 a barrel range is what makes it profitable for U.S. shale oil producers. If oil is running below 55 bucks a barrel, you're going to see companies get out of the business. If it's 55 to 60 or above, as it is now, you'll see American oil players get in. So that's what we have to watch for. If OPEC gets tired of this, it'll cut more oil out. But, you know, it's back and forth. When prices are high, more people produce. When prices are low, fewer people produce.
Now, we mentioned 2014, there was a drop in prices, which was not about the stock market. But the last time before that oil prices really plummeted,
yes,
it was tied with the financial crisis. How does last week's drop in the stock market factor into what's happening with oil?
Probably very little, because right now there is this cat and mouse game going on with production between OPEC and America. Mm. So that's the main thing. But generally speaking, you know, a large percentage of the recessions in the past are often spurred by a spike in oil prices, and sometimes it works in concert with stock market moves. This is one time that it's not. It's not particularly related to the stock market move. It's not that people are moving into or out of oil because they see other investment opportunities. This really has to do with the glut, the right, overproduction, and then the, you know, the resulting underproduction.
Just a few seconds left here, Ali, but there's a well-being index, an annual survey by Gallup of the emotional, social, and health status of residents in all 50 states, and it's down in a lot of states.
It is down. It's had a big drop. It's the largest year-over-year decline in the index since it began in 2006. There are a lot of things at play here. One thing it doesn't measure is the opioid epidemic, which some experts are saying may have played a role into this, because this is an epidemic that's growing, not shrinking. But we're still digging in to see what that is. But yeah, a decline for the biggest decline we've seen.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you.